When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay. Hello, dear friends. Good morning. Such a beautiful, beautiful morning. So I am getting a new color palette. And I was thinking just using it. And then I was thinking this is a special celebration. I have to make it a special ceremony to show you the joy of you opening something new. Whenever I use some color, the very first thing, I put a couple of drops of water into the color to dilute it so that later on the color will become much more brighter and more condensed. So, for example, this is the old one. I am not totally getting rid of it. Some of the blue, I will still use these, some of these colors. But yeah, it's just good to have something new, right? Okay, so now let's see what we are going to paint. So a couple of days ago or a couple of weeks ago, I have done this. And it's majority in the same kind of a monochrome, which is using the same color, the same family color, the same close by color, blue, green, and some green in the blue, some blue in the green. And it looks very clean and looks very light, not too much color. Of course, it's beautiful to use color, to use contrast, harmonious, use a complement. But today I just want to paint something with a lot of room, with a lot of white space, and very clean and light painting. So this is what I want to repeat, redo it, see if I can still reach it, and see what else I can get out. So let's go ahead, do it. And this is a small piece. It is on my Etsy shop, the original. And also the print. Usually for watercolor, it is better to have original painting. To print watercolor, reproduce, it's very easy to lose that nuance or hard to adjust. I am more or less a painting. I work with paint. And I work with digital. It takes a lot of time. It's a recreation. But I do not want to spend that much time on recreating the color. We have to reduce our workload so that we can focus on something that is truly matter to us. So I will do a piece of a little bit larger. Okay, I put this painting as a reference without getting it dirty. So on the background, I will choose a large brush. I think this is not so large, but it's very soft, and that is what I want. So show me. You can see I always use some armrest, the sleeve. It makes me very, very comfortable. So put some color very lightly little bit too. Let's together make a wish that my neighbor will not make too much sound, shall we? Okay, that's about it. So I do not want to have. Is it the sound of cuckoo? I want to get the edge. And the rest, it will figure it out. Uh-oh, the tree dropped. It takes time. You do painting, you do these works, it take real time. A lot of time we see the speed up, TikTok speed up. We lost the true originality of creating something. It actually takes a lot of work. So here we put a layer of blue. That should be it. And we will plant some trees here. I'm sorry, you are not seeing what I am seeing. Okay, now it's good. This is a little bit clumsy, this place. Okay, I get everything ready. Okay, I only use these two brushes. Okay, we put a lot of water here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. So this is we want it very light, right? Did we say good? Even lighter. Are you seeing? I'm sorry. You are not seeing what I am seeing. Make it a little bit more interesting. A little bit mischievous. You do not want things to be always the same. And this is the first layer. Eventually, it will be covered up. So do not. So this color is, because it's new color, so it's very, very pure. And a little bit too pure. You need to to be more natural, to have some dirt and to have some mixture of color. So okay, now we can plant the second layer of trees, and I would actually prefer to use this dirty color. That color is too pure and a little bit my hand got it dirty. This is as much as we can do. Put it aside. Maybe I should change another brush. Let's see. Okay, this color is a little bit more better. The second is a little bit darker. And at this time, you just forget about your first layer, okay? It does not exist. It does not exist. Just forget about your first layer. Just do what you need to do, what you want to do, and forget about the first layer. It's a quite bad brush. It's bad, so it's good. So there is no bad thing in this world. It's all relative. Do some painting. So the color naturally change. That's what I want. Some. That's my style of painting. Do not force color, and you let your color slowly transfer. Slowly transfer. See, some green come here. Now you start to put some detail. I think next week or sometime it's a Fleet Week or something. So there is a lot of airplane sound. This one we can do some also. Make it a little not in a rush. Sing a song. I am blessed because the neighbor is so quiet. It's kind of unimaginable sing a song. So the main thing we are painting is not about a particular pine tree. It's about the cluster of mountains, pines together. So each pine may not look so good, so that is good. A little bit variation. Okay. I just realized I am running out of battery, so please excuse me if you do not, if this video is kind of not continuous, because I am changing a camera. I'm changing another phone. I am getting a new phone very soon, but I always keep my old phone so that I can do sometimes some battery runs out. I have a backup. Does it stands a little bit out? I think so. Oh, this is not so good. How about we work on it? Let's work on this one. Make it stands out a little bit. I think you can hear me. Some going up, some going down, some here, some there. So paint a few trees, and you never know which one needs to further on work on, so you get enough possibility for it to work on. So this way it is quite dark. Actually, do we want it like this? Maybe not, right? Maybe not. Okay, wash it. Let's see. We wash it until it's not that bad at the end of the day. Kind of interesting. Everything has its own nature, so we do not force too much. Let it be its own. Okay. Okay, so that's it. And here we have something. How about we do another layer of tree, half of the tree here. Just go ahead and do it. We have one more tree here. Shall we put the same tree or a different kind of tree? No idea. I want to cover this part of dots. Very tall tree. Okay. This is a leaf, so we should have some green, right? And we should have some very light green, right? I'm getting it too dark. What can I do? What can I do? What on earth can I do? You know what can I do. I know what I can do. Second layer. And oh, that's good. That's a bad brush. The beauty of bad brush. So we have some darker color, some stronger color, make it a little bit more interesting. Don't you think so? Individual leaves here and there. And some even darker leaves. There's not very much you can do. Tree and everything has its own way of life. Just do a little bit and let nature take its course. Add some texture to the tree branch, 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 texture, texture, not in a rush, okay? We are having fun here, we are not giving ourselves hard time. No, not me. Not me. No hard time. Not my way. Okay. Let's put some dark dot here and there. Make it more interesting. Otherwise, it's not interesting. See? There, oh, that's a little bit too big. I am too heavy-handed. parce que ça, c'est moi. Oh, some of it is too dark. So that's about it, and then on the bottom of the layer, another layer, even some, look at this blue, love this blue. Here and there, you can always do something funner than just ordinary fun, right? Try this. Ooh, that's not bad at all. So it's coherent with everything everywhere. And that's it. I think that's it. A little bit too big, the dots. But such is life. You never get it perfect. And the beauty is in, I don't care. The beauty is in that you do not mind if there is anything wrong. Let it be wrong. Oh, shall we add some birds? That's quite full, actually, so we should not need to add some birds. Okay, I will not add any birds, and when it is getting dried, I open it up and see what I need to do. Thank you very, very, very much. Is this perfect? Not at all. Bye-bye, friends. I love you. I really do. Do-do-do-do. Do-do-do.